Welcome to In Grace and Wisdom Devotionals. Today we will meditate in Philippians 4:10-13. Learn to be content. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at last you have revived your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned before, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak from want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. I know how to get along with humble means, and I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. We live in a time in which it seems that nothing is enough for us, nothing satisfies us, nothing can make us happy. Well, that's not the true reality for Christians, because this passage, and the whole gospel, teaches us the key to living the Christian life. Paul, in prison and financial want, receives help from the church in Philippi, and he rejoices for this, but he also takes the opportunity to remind them, and us, that the circumstances are precisely that, circumstances. If our lives depend on the circumstances, we will always be adrift in a sea of instability. But like Paul, we can say that we can do all things because Christ is our strength. In happiness, abundance, and health, we give thanks to our God. In sadness, scarcity, and sickness, we cling to Him. Because without Him, happiness, abundance, and health will be insufficient for us. Only Christ is sufficient, and as Augustine said, we have been created by and for Him. Our hearts will be restless until we can understand that He is everything, in all. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. In Grace and Wisdom, written by Sebastian Winkler, translated by Emily Stater.
In Grace and Wisdom is a production of Resurrection Radio.
Scripture quotations taken from the NASB, New American Standard Bible, copyright 1995, by the Lachman Foundation, used by permission, all rights reserved.